Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection, and from The Rock, we have Ken Dossett with us here. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, I tell you what, this is really going to be a treat. The Rock is never really setting. The Rock continues to roll, as they say, and you're rolling now with a very interesting project with a very unique property. Can you give us the big 411? This is huge.
Sure. This is it's a great story because 23 years ago, I was looking for a location to move out of the church I was in to a campus where we could attract, you know, kids. And so I found this old creamery, and I talked to the owners about could we buy it from them for a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they laughed at me and said, go on. And so so then we found this old building that's originally The Rock now.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Rourke gave it to us 23 years ago.
Wow.
And so that became the ministry, On the Rock Ministries, 23 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So now, 23 years later, the creamery comes back around, and it's now opportunity for us to acquire that building. And so we were asked if we would like to have it, and we, of course, said yes.
Wow. I mean, that is a interesting building just from the outside, and I can't imagine what you can put on the inside, but I get the feeling we're going to get a little peek at what might be planned. First of all, what do you do with a building like this?
Well, we... when we were given the opportunity to acquire it, we went in and looked at it, and it had asbestos. It had a ceiling that was falling down. It had broken windows. There was no electricity, no bathrooms, no plumbing, nothing like that.
Ken, looks like you had a real fixer-upper.
Well, we did. And but I like to tell people that I don't have good sense, and so I said, sure, we'll take it. And So we got our board down there, and staff was all excited about what this could mean to The Rock and to the community. And my wife has always had a dream of having a school. Mm-hmm. For kids who were struggling at a regular high school pace. They needed maybe a different setting, a different care one-on-one. So part of the plan for this new building is to have a school for those kids that have dropped out. And we don't want to just give them a GED, but we want to give them a diploma from the high school. So my wife is an educator, and so she's going to is working with the superintendent and with teachers and people like that to develop this as an off-campus from the high school, but a place where our kids who have not made it, you know, academically, and that they can have the training and skill and attention that they need so they can get their high school diploma. So they'll actually graduate from the Bartlesville High School at our off-campus location. So we're excited about that.
Ken, the timing for that just couldn't be more right. We live in an interesting world, and there's an old curse I heard, may you live in interesting times, and we're in them. And it can be tough for kids, and I think this is the right avenue at the right time.
Oh, we hope so, yes.
Indeed. And also, we're talking about younger people, and sometimes we have to kind of gear ourselves to what they're into. And I understand that kids are into a different kind of sports these days.
Yeah, that's true. We want the center to attract young people.
Mm-hmm.
The original Rock will still host elementary and middle school kids from third grade on up to eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
But the creamery now would shift to high school students and above. So in order to get them to come to the building, we had to have what I like to refer to as like mousetraps, and to catch them and then release them. And but part of the draw would be this esports. Esports, as I understand from my son Andy, is being able to sit at a table with a computer and play video games.
Mm-hmm.
It's so encouraging young people today to take up that sport that they're offering scholarships to colleges. And even our local Wesleyan College has an esports team. They're excited about us building an arena that will host tournaments. And so they have talked to OU and OSU about bringing their esports teams down to Bartlesville to play competition in this creamery, this arena that we will develop esports. And so we'll have our own several teams, and it'll be open in the afternoon. We'll spend the capital to build the computers and the big screens and all that they need to compete. And I even heard that the armed forces are now using all their advertisement to attract young kids into their programs through esports.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a thing of the future, and so we're on the cutting edge of that, and we're excited about the possibility of bringing some kids off the street into the building playing esports.
We're talking with Ken here from On the Rock, and we're talking about the former Crystal Creamery and what this is going to look like here before too long. Now, we were talking about a couple of different types of experiences that could be offered on top of all these other amazing things. Everything from a coffee shop and a food court? What's that all about?
Well, food's important to teenagers, and so if we're going to attract them from in the morning or in the afternoon when they get out of class or whatever and go to 8 or 9 o'clock at night, we need to be able to feed them. And so we'd like to have a coffee shop that's right on the street so that people could drop in and have a good cup of coffee, have a lounge area so they could take their books and study or their computers. Some of our students that are going to our schools during the day, we're hoping to find jobs for them in the afternoons. So we'd like to farm them out as apprentices or whatever, mm-hmm. to bricklayers and carpenters, electricians, so that they can get their high school diploma, but also give them a heads up on the vocation, something they would enjoy doing after they graduate. And so the coffee house and the food court are important to sustain them, to give them nourishment during the night and in the day while they're with us.
And folks, the vision doesn't stop there. Every time I ask Ken, what you got next, he always has something next. And next would be a form of an events center at the old Crystal Creamery?
Yeah, we the Rock in the old days, we used to bring in bands, you know, rock bands and stuff, and the Christian bands, and we brought in Pillar several times. And so when all that kind of died out, we'd like to get back into having events there at the old Creamery. And that would draw the public in and kids in. If we have concerts or rappers, things like that. We have a section of the building. It's kind of an ugly part where they used to bring the cows in and milk them. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, that's great. That's ideal for this event center. And we could dress that up a little bit and put a platform in there and have some music and things like that that would draw teenagers and young adults back into that area.
Now, how can people help the Rock get to where we need to go here? How do we make this dream come true?
We had several different previous people thinking about that building,
mm-hmm.
and had a lot larger budgets than we could think about having today.
Mm-hmm.
So we set our budget. And as of today, we've raised that money to furbish this whole building. And so we're very excited about that. In about 8 months, we raised our budget. Now, that means that we built the door, but now we have to open the door. And so we have no money to operate on to hire teachers or, mm-hmm. you know, put in the equipment that we need for the classrooms and all that kind of stuff. We have the structure, you know, ready to open that door. We've built that, or we will when it's finished, but now we have to open the door to be able to provide the experiences inside for the kids, an operating budget to pay for the insurance, keeping the lights and electricity, heating, air conditioning, you know, the plumbing working and all that kind of stuff. So that's our next phase, is to try to develop a capital that will provide the assistance we need to keep open, keep the doors open. So that's our next project, is to appeal to people in the community that have an agreement with what we're trying to do and want to help us, and maybe the Lord lead them into contributing to the Rock. or to this new building.
Wow. How can we find out more? I know you have a website.
Yes, yeah. We have a website, and they can just go to, you know, I'm so old school, I don't even use it. But they can go to On the Rock Ministries, and that will lead them to this new project and mm-hmm. also what we're doing at the old property. Mm-hmm. And so people can address us that way or call us or just call me, you know, and I'll be glad to talk to anybody to give them a tour to show them what we're doing. We have these old milk bottles, and this is a neat story that we bought a milk bottle from the Crystal Creamery up in Arkansas at an antique store, paid $20 for it. And so we brought it home not knowing it came from this Bartlesville Creamery. So we were excited about that. So when we inherited the building, my wife said, look at this. We got a milk bottle in the kitchen here. It came from the Crystal Creamery, the very property we now have. And so we thought, wow, that's pretty exciting. And then my son Andy started looking it up, and he found a gentleman up in Kansas, I believe, mm-hmm. whose grandfather back in the 60s was hired to clean up and destroy all the old milk bottles. Well, he made 6 truckload full of bottles, taking them back to his farm up in Kansas. He stored them in old buildings and stuff. And so when the grandfather passed away, the grandson inherited the property and these old bottles. And he said, well, these are, maybe there'll be a use one day. So he kept them. He sold a few of them on eBay or whatever, but he has thousands of all these old milk bottles from the Crystal Creamery. And so when my son Andy told him that we now have the property, the gentleman said, well, now I know why I saved those bottles all these years. And Andy said, well, we'd like to buy them from you. And the man said, no, you can have them. So today when people donate to the creamery and to the Rock, we give them one of these old bottles. And, of course, we try to clean them up after 50, 60 years of laying in dirt. And so it's kind of a neat story how those milk bottles have now returned to service again.
It was meant to be. Ken, thank you for sharing your story. And, folks, visit On the Rock Ministries and get to learn more about what's going on the Rock. And, of course, with the new Crystal Creamery and everything that Ken and the crew are undertaking, they need your help. And I want to thank you for sharing this wonderful story with us today.
You're welcome. And I'd be amiss if I didn't tell you who we are. We're a Christian organization.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And if we don't bring young people to the Lord, then we have failed. And so we make no apologies for that. And this new place that we have, the Crystal Creamery, bottom line is we bring them in, we educate them, we fill their stomachs up, but we need to lead them to the Lord. If we don't do that, then we've failed. So thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.